99.70 JX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
So it is getting about the level that I'm going to just tap out and not even worry about it. Talking about the Powerball, $725 million jackpot to be drawn tomorrow.
Dang it, now I got to take it again.
You're only going to win $345 million if you select the cash option.
I can make that stretch.
But as I've always said on the show, I would rather win the jackpots that are a little bit lower, so I fly under the radar. $725 million is the Powerball jackpot. Next drawing is... Saturday night? Yeah, I think. Saturday.
So we've got time.
Yeah, you got a couple. Because the winning numbers last night didn't hit. So that's why we're up to about 725. So.
Okay.
Yep, there
you go.
Go,
baby, go.
Go, baby, go. Yeah. All right, it's 610 here at 99.70 JX. Got a lot of stuff to get to here today on the show, including some more of those Hot Wheels Monster Truck tickets to give away. I'm going to jump into a group therapy a little bit later on in the show. She's wanting to know if she's a jerk or not for not wanting to be a part of a family, function.
It's family pictures.
Yeah, yeah. So that's on the way in just a little bit on 99.70 JX. The weird dating requirements that has gone viral. I want to ask you if you've ever had any sort of quote unquote requirement. I mean, obviously the, good person, not on drugs,
basics.
That type of stuff is understood.
Sure.
But it's the other things, right?
Okay.
That are kind of the that are unique to you. So we'll get into those here on the way on 99.70 JX. Feel good.
Okay, so anyone who has been a parent, I think you wish that your new baby came with an instruction manual.
Sure.
But they don't. So there is a retired pediatrician who has kind of found a little bit of a niche. Dr. Florence Rosen, a.k.a. Bubby, was a pediatrician for over 40 years. She's now retired.
Mm-hmm.
And finding a following on TikTok, dishing out advice to new parents and grandparents.
I was a pediatrician for 42 years, and I retired in July of 2022. Not a day went by where a friend didn't call me with a question about their grandchild. So I always thought someday when I have time, when I retire, I'd love an advice column. And I always thought, okay, it'll be Ask Bubby and grandparents can ask the questions. When I said that to my social media, conscious maven daughter-in-law, you need a TikTok account.
And pacifiers not only are okay now, they're actually encouraged because they also help reduce the risk of SIDS.
There you go.
Wow.
So I did it right with my son having a pacifier. My All daughter right. didn't take one.
No.
She sucked on rags.
I think it's a kid's preference to what they soothe themselves with.
Exactly. Yeah. But now I feel a little bit validated that it was okay that we did a pacifier because everybody was just like, well, you're going to ruin his teeth and all the things.
Well, they say that for thumbs. They say it for pacifiers.
Exactly.
They say it for it all. Yeah.
And it's fine. It's all good. But anyway, she's cute. And it's a great little lane to be in on social media. So there you go. You can see her. We've got the story up at WDJX.com.
The Ben and Kelly Show.com.
You know, sometimes when you think you've found love, you got to try to grab onto it and hold on tight because it can be fleeting.
And it can be driving right past you.
Yes, it can. And sometimes when you have these moments and you don't get a name or number, you got to go to Missed Connections. This is where Kelly and I come in and we find them and we reenact them for you.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
May I?
Yes, you may.
Ladies first.
Okay.
Woman for man, you and the Dodge Neon with racing stripes and hydraulics.
Okay.
A little Fast and Furious, right?
Yeah.
You, sir, have stolen my heart. I mean, it's not every day that you see a slamming ride like a Dodge Neon all souped up with a racing stripe and everything.
Okay.
That little picture of Calvin peeing on the Chevy logo really gave me chills. I've seen that.
Yeah, that's me too.
Right? Okay. I think he even had those hubcaps to keep spinning when the car stops. So cool. So me, a girl alone on a Saturday night walking home. And you, pimping in your ride with your crooked visors to think you gave me the time of day.
Aww.
You shouted out the window to me. I thought I was hearing things at first. What? This hottie? Yelling at me? Hey! You shouted.
What a line.
I mean, maybe I had toilet paper stuck to my shoe. I checked. Nice butt, baby!
The true poet.
Yeah, I blushed. You really were checking me out. But by the time I figured it out, you were already bobbing down the street. Your neon-lit license plate speeding out of sight.
Neon-lit license plate.
The last I heard was the faint cry, "What's your number?"
No, he didn't Dang stop it. To actually get it.
I know. How I wish I'd had enough sense to run after you. I can't believe my luck. A blonde walking down the street alone, seduced by you. I just hope I can find you somehow. Please let me know the color of your car so I know it's you.
Wow. I don't know if she's like tongue-in-cheek saying this to this person
sure.
or if she's really trying to reach out to them.
Not entirely sure if this is sarcasm funny. Or if she really thought it was cute.
All right, it's
Craigslist Missed Connection.
This is Man for Woman titled Wendy's Toilet Clogger.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
All right, it says, hey there, good looking. Oh. I'm looking for the girl who clogged the Wendy's toilet the other day.
Come on now. Wait a second. How does he know she clogged the toilet?
I was your knight in shining armor, the janitor with a plunger.
Got it. Got it. That's how he knows. Oh, gosh.
Who came in and rescued you.
No. Oh, no.
I could tell you were embarrassed.
Yeah.
And I'm here to say it happens. And we've all done it.
Great.
I don't want you to get the wrong impression when you were trying to explain what happened and I shh you. I imagine he's got his like janitor's glove on. He like pushes. Shh. Don't talk. Don't talk. I just wanted to let you know that the toilet wasn't the only thing that clogged that day.
What? What? What?
You also clogged my brain with sweet, constant thoughts of you.
Oh, wow. She must have been really hot.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You've left a stain on my heart.
Shut up. Stop it. Stop.
That no amount of bleach can clean.
You left a stain on my heart? That's a new one. That is a new one.
This may sound weird, but I saved a piece of toilet paper that came back up.
What?
I have...
Like, used toilet paper?
I have carried it around in my wallet since then.
No, you did not. No, we don't. No, we don't have used toilet paper in our wallet. No, we don't.
Please let me know if you've been thinking about me, too.
She hasn't. She has not. She's and probably never going back to that Wendy's. No, she's
we
not.
We can go out on a proper date.
Oh,
my treat.
Gee, well, when he goes to pay for dinner and
he pulls out
money from the wallet like, with the used toilet paper in it. Are you kidding me?
So whether he rides by on some spinners with a neon license plate.
Saying, nice butt, baby.
Or whether he is your knight in shining armor with plunger in hand.
No.
It can only be one thing, and that is...
Craigslist Missed Connection.
You left a stain on my heart.
Here's what you got to look forward to on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Think about your weird requirements for dating. Like, not the normal things, like they got to be a normal human being, you know, and...
Have a heartbeat.
Have a heartbeat.
You got to that point for me, I think.
Think of the more unique things that are in your list. But before that, you know, this mom that went viral for taking her kids on a Krispy Kreme donut run has gone viral. It's a setting the bar story, and we'll explain why on the way on 99.7 DJX. It's 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I love seeing the pictures of Taylor Swift and Sophie Turner walking around New York City together. I mean, everyone who saw the photos were like, what do you think they were talking about?
O-M-G.
Who do you think they were talking about?
O-M-G.
Because, of course, you know, Sophie Turner going through a divorce with Joe Jonas, and Taylor and Joe Jonas dated about 15 years ago.
Yes, a long time ago. He did break up with her on a...
Was it a post-it note?
A post-it note or voicemail, one of the two. Like 20-second voicemail, I thought maybe.
You're right. It was a 27-second phone call.
Yeah.
Which, you know...
At least I give him credit for that.
I was going to say, it was at least a phone call. Who was it then that was the post-it note? Was there someone famous that was that, or was that your story?
There was Carrie Bradshaw in Sex and the City.
No. I was thinking that there was a post-it note of something. Maybe I am getting art confused with real life, but...
I think so.
But yeah, at least it was a phone call. And, you know,
right.
When you're breaking up with someone, does it need to be more than 27 seconds?
I think that gets to the point.
Well, if it is blindsiding the person,
right.
Maybe yes, it needs to be more than a 27-second conversation.
It's not you. It's me.
And here's why we are not going to work out. And so sorry.
Thanks for the memory.
Can I have my hoodie back? But yeah, I mean, if it's something that you kind of both feel is coming, then I think, you know, getting to the point, hey, you and I both know this isn't going to work.
I mean, it's still best in person.
Well, sure. Right.
But I feel like no one does anymore.
But especially in like Taylor Swift, Joe Jonas, those are both superstars, and they could have been, she could have been in London.
Right.
He could have been in California.
Busy schedule.
Yeah, I was going to say, they could have been completely opposite ends of the earth.
Yeah.
So anyways, the pictures of Taylor Swift and Sophie Turner were sparking all sorts of comments social media. So, all right, coming up next, it is a setting the bar story, which always kind of has a moral to it. And this one involves delicious Krispy Kreme donuts. So that's
delicious
exciting.
Indeed. I mean, we get it because donuts.
Yeah. We'll get to that next. Dua Lipa first. I don't know if this is real or not, but we got one of those wrong number text messages just now.
Uh-huh.
It says, hey, what do you want from Starbucks, babe? And so I was like, oh, all right. I'll just reply back. Venti blonde roast and an almond croissant. They commented and then they texted back. Ooh, feeling frisky this morning, aren't we? So what should I continue writing? Are we getting sassy this morning?
Can you add one in for me? I want a chocolate croissant.
No.
Why?
I already gave the order.
Why?
This person is just thinking that
tell her
it's
that I
one
want it.
Person.
Tell her that I want it. Oh, and Kelly wants
Wait, feeling frisky.
She'll be morning. Like, who's Kelly?
Who's Kelly? All right, well, let me ponder what to reply. I can't just ghost this person
in a hot chocolate.
Feeling frisky this morning, aren't we? Maybe I'll just put a winky face.
Winky face, that's
winky
good.
Face,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Oh, whoever babe is going to get an interesting order today.
Well, they're going to get a venti blonde roast and an almond croissant and then
like,
something special.
What is this?
Oh, I love it. All right. It's time for a setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX.
Well, that's an example of what not to do. Sorry, yeah. That was my cue.
Yeah.
Or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without leaving the ramp out and the door open when you are delivering Krispy Kreme donuts, for it to be ransacked, you're doing okay.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, this is an unusual intruder as we are now headed to Alaska.
Oh.
What is the slogan? The final frontier? The
That's space.
Oh. Anyways, there was a mom who treated her kids to some donuts when they came across this truck getting loaded up. You're like, oh, well, that's theft, obviously.
Yes, the ramp, obviously.
The ramp was down and the door was open, so it's an invite, right? Not quite. It's there were a couple black bears. And the manager spoke on this.
I said, he's in the van. And then the little cub followed and went inside the van, and then they just started eating the donuts. You could hear them, like, breaking open the packages. We were trying to beat on the van, but they just kept eating all the donuts. They ate 20 packages of the donut holes.
Oh!
And then, I believe, 6 packages of the 3-pack chocolate donuts.
Wow.
I mean, you know,
yes,
hey.
Chocolate. Yes, chocolate.
I mean, they obviously know that the donut holes have 0 calories.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, because, you know, they're just so small. So 20 packs doesn't really matter much, right?
I'm thinking the bear wants the calories, though. Probably thinking, so, you know, winter's going to be coming. We're in Alaska.
Yeah, right. So the lesson in all this is, and the setting the bar portion is, if you are a delivery person within the sound of our voices.
In Alaska.
Always put the ramp up and shut the door when you are not at the truck.
I don't think we have a lot of bear issues around here. Now, maybe Gatlinburg, right?
Well, there are. I mean, I would imagine there are raccoons and other scavengers that could
probably
jump into an open delivery truck.
The trash pandas.
Yeah, the trash pandas, yeah. For sure. So there you go. That is your setting the bar story. On 99.7 EJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
On the way next, this post kind of went viral, and I want to dive into some of the weirdest dating requirements you have. Like, think of, you know, not necessarily the normal things, like has a pulse, can breathe, is not a complete lunatic.
When you say it out loud, it made me sound like I was desperate back in the day.
But some of the more weirder ones, maybe like has to keep their fingernails trimmed at all times, you know, something like that. I don't know. By the way, someone on social media recently started a topic about the weirdest dating requirements you have, and it went viral. Like, people were all in on that.
Okay.
Like, not the normal things, like they have to have a pulse.
Uh-huh.
They,
and we stop there.
They have to have a pulse. And, you know, I didn't date a whole lot before meeting my wife, but I didn't have really strict dating requirements. I thought that maybe a turnoff were people that didn't have good oral hygiene.
Oh, yeah. You have to have decent teeth.
You know, my dad is a dentist, and so that was kind of like beaten into me from an early age about oral hygiene.
Yes.
And so if a potential partner didn't really have good oral hygiene, then I was like, all right, no, I don't know if this can happen. But some of the responses were pretty funny. Weirdest dating requirement, no vanity license plates, which would have counted you out back in the day.
Oh, yes. I did have one of
yes,
those. I learned, though, it wasn't a great idea. I put Kelly K on my license
Or it was a great branding idea.
Well, yeah, No. It attracted way more attention than I needed it to.
I think Amy, who just texted us, she literally touched on something that I just mentioned a little bit ago. Said my wife's weird dating requirement, nails have to be short with no white showing.
No white showing?
Yeah, like white of the tips.
The tips?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. So no French tips for her.
Oh, wow. You need a little bit of that, right?
A
little bit? Right?
Yeah, I mean, maybe a little bit, maybe a couple millimeters, but that's about it. But I would say if it gets over... Yeah, if they're super long,
well,
maybe that's
yes.
An issue.
No, if they're, I've never understood the people that get like the you know, the nails done, the tips, the glued on things, and they're super pointy.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do anything with your hands?
You should talk to my daughters because they love those.
They're getting into that, really?
Oh my gosh!
How do you do anything, especially if you have contacts?
I want to speak specifically
to people that have contacts.
They don't have contacts, right? So they don't have to worry about that stuff. Another weird dating requirements, no flip-flops on dudes.
Okay, but if you're at the beach, acceptable? I think walking around town, yeah, I get it.
Maybe a little bit too casual.
Looks a little too sloppy cash.
Well, and then there's the, along the same lines, no backward hat-wearing guys or girls for weird dating requirements. They can't wear a backwards hat.
If we're on a date. Yes.
Yeah,
now, if you're
right.
just walking around, though, casually, that can be really cute.
I will say that I probably, when I wear a baseball hat, it is 19 times out of 20 pointed forward. I will flip it around backwards sometimes if I'm running, and then I'll wear sunglasses, which kind of defeats the purpose.
Yes,
a little,
it does.
A little redundant.
Right.
Where it's like, just turn the bill around, buddy.
Right.
And then you don't need to wear the sunglasses.
But people still wear sunglasses
right.
and baseball hats.
Right. And then I remember when I went to the Taylor Swift concert,
yeah.
I wore a hat backwards because the colors on the front of the hat didn't necessarily match the rest of my outfit.
Okay.
And so the back mesh did.
Right.
And so I just went
back. Better choice.
More showing.
Because when they see the front. Okay, so are these just like person qualities that we need
on
a date? Or is this like on a date?
These are weird dating requirements. So yeah, maybe it's on a date. Maybe
okay.
it's...
Because some of these I get like on a date.
But
especially
this
if it's
is
a
not...
first date. But if it's just like when you're in your walking around your life, when you'll have it with a person... that you're dating.
Before we move on from the backwards hat, Tracy writes in and says, when my fiance wears his hat backwards, I'm ready to, quote, make sandwiches.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, that can be hot. I get it. Like, I get
wow.
it some places.
Right.
But if you're, like, out to a fancy dinner, yeah, it doesn't. That's not appropriate.
So this would not be for a date, but would just a weird dating requirement.
Okay.
They have to snore.
They have to snore?
Because snoring is cute.
Oh, no, no. It's disruptive. It's disruptive.
It's cute.
No, ask my husband. He's
according to this person, it's
yeah.
cute.
No, we my husband and I, we both take turns like having issues with that. So, no, it's not good for, and it makes the other cranky because you can't sleep. Wakes you up. How does it not wake you up?
Now, this is a weird dating requirement, but this was one of the responses. They can't eat the last pickle and put the empty jar back in the fridge. I think pickle could be substituted for anything. Like,
right, yes.
Like,
if it's done, then
take it
toss
out of the fridge.
It out.
Yeah, I mean, this is something, again, my kids do.
Sure, 1,000%.
They'll finish something and put it right back in the fridge.
Right, empty box.
I'm like,
lots of empty boxes in the pantry. It's like, how did I know it was gone.
Why did you put the empty jug of milk back in the fridge?
Right, it is gone, throw it away. A,
and it's
how
not,
are we supposed to know when we need stuff?
And I don't even have the jugs of milk that you can't see through, like
right.
the white jugs of milk.
Yeah, the
I
cartons.
Have the clear.
Yeah,
well, I have the clear or the carton, but I have
okay.
the clear jugs that you can clearly see through, and so they'll
and
still
they put the empty
yes,
one back.
Yes.
Oh wow. Okay.
So weird dating requirements. I don't know if you've had something to add. You can text it 502-795-1997, but some funny ones there. And then the last one here that we'll get to, they have to like frogs.
Like frogs?
At least a little.
Like to pet?
or maybe
how
just in
often
general?
Do you encounter frogs?
Well,
for that
know,
to be a requirement for someone.
I don't
that's
know.
That's odd. Unless you have a pet frog.
I mean, I would imagine you probably go out at night and you hear the frogs in your backyard.
Okay. If you have a pet frog... we'll call him Fred. And then
Fred
you start dating someone, I get you need to be on board with Fred, my frog.
Yeah, but that's your
otherwise,
pet.
Otherwise,
so what
yes.
about frog, the species in general?
But I feel like we're all fine with them because how often do we encounter them? When was the
and
last time you saw
a frog? What have they done something to you?
Exactly.
they don't necessarily bother me.
No.
So why would
they just
I
live out in the yard? Occasionally, I might hear them if I'm near a creek.
All right. Well, anyways. Weird dating. That was a weird dating
that
requirement.
That is a little bizarre.
On 99.7 DJX. All right, let's get to a feel good. Speaking of crazy.
Yes, speaking of crazy indeed, this guy named Ian had gone skydiving many times.
Mm-hmm.
But on July 4th, 2019, things went a little sideways.
Mm-hmm.
He says he had a plan for landing, but that got thrown off. He survived hitting the ground at 70 miles an hour, bouncing over 65 feet.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. But he wants to fly again.
I had a plan for landing, and then something kind of knocked me off. And so in my case, it was I was going too fast, and I was too low to the ground, and I was in a position I couldn't do anything. And so it ended up with me hitting the ground at like 70 miles an hour, bouncing 67.1 feet, and then coming to a stop in front of like all these people who were ready to go for their first skydive. I shattered my pelvis, my legs are broken, and I'm just bleeding out internally. They pumped something like 80 units of blood into me, basically depleting the entire blood bank. I was really just focusing on making sure that tomorrow was a little bit better than today. You just have to say like, all right, tomorrow I'm going to try to move my leg a little bit more. I'm going to try to move my toes. I'm lucky to have recovered. I would love to be able to just tell people like, you're capable of so much. Like, if you think that I'm capable of anything, like, holy crap, look in the mirror, because you are too.
That would be crazy to be going up on your first skydive and then see someone hit the ground and be like,
yes.
How many of those people were like, you know what, on second thought?
Yeah, could right? you? I mean, you caught that. It was just like, what an awful place to land.
I know,
like
my
that.
Gosh.
He was in the hospital for 9 months, two of those in the ICU. Was able to walk again thanks to the aid of a robotic leg. And yeah, he's now looking to, he's working on restoring this old airplane cockpit that he wants to fly with his arms. I don't know what that means, if we are flapping our arms or if we are putting together some wings that we operate with our arms.
All right.
Not entirely sure, but he is, that is a project now he's working on. That's how he wants to get back up in the air. But my goodness, I mean, what an ordeal. You can see his entire story at WDJX.com.
Yeah, that was one of those bucket list items that I had for a while where I was like, yeah, I'd love to go skydiving. I'd love to go skydiving. As soon as I got married, and it wasn't, and I had kind of like floated it, and it was still kind of like, nah. But then once she got pregnant, it was like, nope.
Nope, you have children.
Nope.
It's not just about you anymore,
I know,
adventure boy.
Nope. All right, so there you go.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, let's see if we can get some help for Kara. Hey, you two, could use a little input on whether or not I'm off base for thinking the way I do on this.
Okay.
So my mother died when I was 20 years old. We were very close. It was a devastating loss. Mm. That was 11 years ago. My dad got remarried 2 years ago. I was extremely happy for him. I'm respectful of his new wife, despite their excessive PDA, LOL.
Mm-hmm.
Well, recently, they wanted to have family pictures done with her children, who are also grown adults.
Right.
And my father's children were also grown adults. None of us have any kids, which would be grandchildren to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really thrown off by this request. I wasn't invited to her son's wedding in my dad's front yard, and her children weren't invited to my wedding, so I just kind of felt like it was a little off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know her children well, although I'm kind and respectful when we all have to interact. Am I crazy for not wanting to do this? This seemed like a big punch in the gut to them when I said that I was uncomfortable with the situation, when I was thrown under the bus then and made to seem like I'm the issue, that I don't have a relationship with her kids, although I live several hours away. I want to do what's right, but don't feel family photos in matching attire is necessary with people that I haven't been around and don't really know. Thanks for your input.
Mm.
I get it because, you know, she says, too, it's she's still, I think, even though it's been 11 years, she still misses her mom.
Well, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that can be tough to look at someone and go, okay, you're the replacement.
Right.
And now wanting everything to be normal and all that
one
stuff.
One big
and
happy family.
Maybe I'm not there yet. I know my mom got remarried when I was an adult, like before I was getting married. And I remember there was a comment like because she had gotten married several months before I got Elizabeth and I got married. And she was like, well, you know, what do you want your father-in-law to or your stepfather to wear during the wedding? I was like,
oh, like he should have a role now in the ceremony because he's your new stepdad.
Yeah. I was like, dang, that was fast. Because it was not, well, anyways, that's so it can't, I understand her in the sense that as an adult, it is a little bit difficult to ease into these things when they're kind of thrust onto you.
Right. And you haven't been like in the same house, like, you know, growing up with them and you're kind of just getting to know them. And then they have, you know, their adult children that you don't live near. So you've been around at maybe the wedding And so, yeah, I think I get where she feels like that's kind of foreign to take a family picture with people that don't necessarily feel like family.
But at the same time, you know, I will say years later, I think, you know, my mom's husband is a great guy, you know, and everything. And it took a little longer for, I guess, him to be accepted by all the my siblings and everybody
for
in
him
our family.
To feel like family.
To feel like family. Right, right, right. But yeah, I mean, to me, it's a picture, and you know what? You can suck it up for a little, you know, several hours.
If it makes them happy and it's going to be in their house and they get to look at it and it gives them joy, you know, it's probably, you don't have to get a copy of it and it doesn't necessarily have to affect you. Now, I was thinking if they're going to start suggesting that everybody starts vacationing together every year and like start having these get togethers because they're trying to make everybody feel more like family, you know, maybe that's when we step in and say, you know, this isn't necessary. You know, I get you guys have your new family and that's great. If they're all going to get together for holidays or whatever, maybe you'll get to know them over time, but it doesn't sound like that's ever going to happen. They can have separate holidays with her. Separate holidays with her kids, that stuff.
All right. If you've been in this situation, we'd love to hear from you on how you were able to deal with these new adult siblings that you now have and things like this. But, I mean, at the core, I think, Kara, you can probably hold it together long enough to go take a photo for your dad.
Yeah.
You know?
And again, you don't have to have a copy of it if you don't want it. You know, it's just basically for your dad and his wife.
All right. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your stories on the way. Group therapy. Kara doesn't want to necessarily be a part of the family photo and wants to know if she's the jerk or not about it, because it would be all the adult kids from her dad's kind of blended family that she's now a part of.
Yeah, her mom passed away 11 years ago. I think she still misses her. And it may still, even though it's been 2 years, it still may be difficult to think of the fact that now her dad's got a new life. But a lot of people are kind of pointing out it's a pretty small request. Now, Amber is saying, photographer here, matching attire is never okay.
No, yeah, that was one of the requests.
That was one of the requirements, that matching outfits. However, the shoot will probably be dad with his side, stepmom with hers, and then one solid attempt at a group shot.
Mm-hmm.
You could even contact the photographer and explain the situation from your standpoint. They'll pick up on the vibes anyway and would appreciate that heads up to make sure it's going to be comfortable for everyone involved.
Mike says, you're an adult. You said no thank you. That's all that needs to be said. Live your life how you want. Stop worrying about if you make someone mad about not being in their, quote, family pics.
Okay. All right. So Rebecca says, it's so weird to me that all your dad and his wife want is a picture of you guys and the kids together, and you somehow have taken offense. Sure, most family photos, the kids are younger. They didn't have the opportunity, though, to have you guys together as little kids, so now they want to create those moments now. My advice is do it for them, because life's too short to ever be, you know, just concerned about yourself. And I think you're going to want those pictures down the road when, you know, they're gone.
Selena kind of piggybacks on Amber, the photographer's idea, and says do it, but also request individual pictures of just each set of families. That way you can at least have a picture of your dad and just his kids. Here's the thing. Pretty much everybody is saying take the pictures.
Take the picture.
Take the pictures. All right.
If you don't want it in your house, you don't have to. But I love the idea of, you can get separate pictures of just your side of the family. And then they can, you know, there's lots of different sets of pictures you can take. And then, you know, your dad and his wife will have a picture of all of the people that they love in one picture, which is what they want for their home.
Now, Lisa brings up a point and says they've been married for 2 years and people are still not being invited to one another's weddings. This is not a family union. Therefore, family pics not necessary. If dad wants a pic with his kids and she wants a pic with hers, that's fine. But group photos would just be fake.
Okay.
So, again, like, there are some that are saying, I get it. But
I think everybody understands her hesitation.
Yeah.
But bottom line is it's kind of a small ask in the grand scheme of things. And maybe, you know, it's a way for you guys to start to have a relationship with, you know, your stepmom's children. And, you know, I think the more the merrier, unless there's more backstory there. But you could take the opportunity to, all right, well, these people are joined to us through marriage. So let's try to make the best of it. And maybe they're, you'll turn out to get to know them in a way that you didn't before.
All right. Good luck. That's group therapy on 99.7 DJX. Playing a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. All right. We're going to introduce you to E from Lebanon Junction. Hi there.
Hi.
Good morning. E has brown hair, drives a beat up Chevy.
Nice.
Yes. works as an insurance outsource desk person. I don't know.
Yeah. Sounds complicated.
Okay, it does kind of sound complicated. It kind of sounds like you have to be smart for that. So.
And nice to people.
Yeah, right. Has been happily married for 6 years and is self-taught in ESL. Sign language.
Oh, wow. I was going to say, what's
or ASL. I think that's ASL. Sorry.
It's ASL.
Yes, American Sign Language.
Sign language.
Got it. Right?
So,
yes.
Fun. This was kind of fun to witness because I was at the Bourbon and Beyond Festival just recently, right? And they have people signing on the side of the stage.
Yeah.
And during these, like, instrumental breaks, these long instrumental breaks, it's kind of fun just to watch the sign language people just kind of like
do they mimic the instruments, play air guitar or something?
Yeah,
or
a
piano?
Little bit. Yeah, and they dance and they do sort of stuff. So
they,
anyways,
like, perform as well as the artist.
Yeah, pretty
That's
cool.
Great.
So, all right, it's Little Kid, Drunk Adult E, and Kelly's gonna explain how it works.
Yep, you're gonna hear three magical stories. You have to figure out, did that story occur when the person was a little kid or drunk adult?
E, are we interrupting your day?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay. I was just going to say, it sounds like there's a lot happening on your end.
A lot of us multitask in the morning, yes.
Okay, all right. All right, here we go. First one, little kid, drunk adult.
I started a fire making a quesadilla.
Okay.
Started a fire making a quesadilla.
This could definitely go both ways.
Oh, 1,000%, yeah.
Oh, gosh. I'll go drunk adult.
You're going to say drunk adult. Kelly.
I'll say drunk adult, too.
Both saying drunk adult.
Yes.
All right.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah.
Yes, you got it.
100%.
One for one.
We got home late from being out at the club, and I was hungry. So I put cheese in a tortilla and then heated it up in the oven on a paper plate.
Oh! I mean, the recipe was on point until that part.
Until the paper plate in the oven.
Well, you can guess what happened next. Thankfully, it wasn't bad, and it was easy to put out. But, yeah. Could have been a lot worse.
Yep. There
you
go.
Yes. Oh, good.
Definitely could have been a lot worse.
All right. You're one for one. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I super glued my hand to my face.
To my face?
It was so painful.
Oh, gosh, yes. I mean, it just, if you get a little dab, like, on your finger when you're trying to super glue something, that can be dicey.
Mm-hmm. Right?
On your face? That's delicate skin.
Oh, man. Okay, I'll go little kid on this one.
I feel like little kid, yes. Like, you don't know how to properly use super glue, or how sticky it is. Yeah, I think little kid.
Yeah, I like how you're putting yourself in that person's position.
We do, don't we? That's how we figure it out.
All right, so you're both saying little kid?
Yes.
All right.
I was a little kid.
There you go.
Right.
Two for two.
I was playing with these action figures, and I wanted them to stand up straight for my scene, and I couldn't get them to, so I grabbed some super glue, and I glued the bottom, and I stuck them down, and I guess some got on my hand. I didn't even realize it, and I ended up taking a nap, and I woke up, and my hand was glued to my cheek.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Oh, dang it. I get it. It is frustrating when those little action figures don't stand up.
Yeah.
You're like, listen, I got to
play. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I get it.
Genius.
All right, you are two for two. You're doing great. Here we go. Last one. Yay. Little kid, drunk adult.
I lost $1,000 in cash at a Britney Spears concert.
Oh.
That is why are we taking $1,000 in cash to a concert?
Let's not worry about that.
Got to buy some merch.
That's right.
Buy some merch. It's not cheap. All right.
Got to get the merch.
Yeah. All right, so what are you thinking?
I'll go drunk adult on this one.
Drunk adult, okay.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, you're both saying drunk adult.
Well, wait a second, though. When Britney Spears was in concert, long time ago, right?
Oh.
That's true.
So that makes me want to say little kid, just because of the timeline I'm thinking this had to be.
That making you change your answer?
This could be Vegas.
I'm going to stick with it.
All right, so you're
saying.
But
I like your reasoning, Kelly.
All right. So you're saying drunk adult. Kelly, you're saying little kid.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I was a little kid.
I'm sorry, I'm right. No, you're not sorry. You're right.
I was at a Britney Spears concert with my mom, and she asked me to hold her purse while she went to the bathroom.
Oh, mom.
Ended up getting distracted, and I left my mom's purse on a table out front of the arena.
Oh, gosh.
And someone took the purse, which unfortunately had over $1,000 cash in it.
Oh, my gosh.
Someone who gets upset if I let a 30% off coupon expire, this hurts. I can't even imagine.
Oh, my gosh.
This gives me anxiety on a whole new level.
I remember, my wife, you know, she's a musician, right? And so she just got paid cash for, like, a gig, and she had, like, several hundred dollars in her wallet. And same deal. She gave me her purse to hang on to.
No.
I set it on top of the car.
No. Why?
As we're getting drive off.
I had one job.
I know.
As her roadie, you had one job.
I had one job.
The shame.
I know the shame. The shame.
It's literally her paycheck. You just gave away her paycheck.
I was just like, hey, anybody want this? It's cash. Untraceable. Anybody want it?
Oh, God.
E from LJ, you did great. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. You win. Congratulations.
Yay!
Enjoy the show. Will you hang on a quick sec? We're going to get more information from you, okay?
Sure thing.
All right, cool.
We need to fill up the well with more of those stories. So if you got one you think would qualify, like, you know, think it's iffy, could have been a little kid, could have been a drunk adult, give us a little headline, reveal the answer, finish the story, email us, BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.
Your requests make up the playlist, so let's throw it back on 99.7 BJX.
All right, Leslie, congrats. You get the first one. She says, my birthday is Saturday. Can we hear some chingy?
Oh, nice. What you doing?
Throwback Thursday is on. Yep. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 BJX. Ray rolls in. It's been a long week, and I have a meeting in 30 minutes. I just need a banger to get this day going. Thanks and love the show. I know just the thing.
Oh, absolutely. You walk into that meeting Gangnam style.
That's right.
Open Gangnam style.
Doing the little horse dance.
Yes, you do the horse dance. Gangnam
you get style. It going.
What it do?
Throwback Thursday.
Open Gangnam style.
Yes.
He didn't know he needed that one. I'm sure this is exactly what he thought. Yeah.
No, he needed it. He needed it. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX, Jacqueline rolls in. How about some Avril, Skater Boy?
So angsty.
Everybody has those moves.
Yeah.
Today could be your day. From 2002, Avril. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Emily rolls in. Ben and Kelly, if you love us, you'll go heavy on the NSYNC for TBT. Listen, Emily, I don't know if you listened last week. Obviously, you didn't.
Oh, yeah, no. We went heavy. Full on NSYNC terrain. Not just boy band, NSYNC train.
We threw up on NSYNC last week, so we can't this week. Sorry. It's part of the rules.
I mean, we could.
No, it's part of the rules that we haven't ever written down. But she also says, maybe throw some Foo Fighters in there in honor of Louder Than Life.
Because that's the same thing.
It's the same thing. All right, maybe a little Foo Fighters. And, going a little rock this morning, throwback. Looking for something healthy, fun, and bright. I'm looking for complication. Looking through the tide of life. Make my way back home with a 9 to 5. I mean, if I'm going to do rock, I might. might as well just keep rolling, right?
I mean, it's a full-on train.
Angela rolls in, says, hey, good morning. Almost louder than Lifetime. How about something from Green Day? Yeah, all right, sure. Why not? I mean, we've already started with the rock ring. Might as well.
Might as well.
This is from 1994, their album Dookie.
We're going way, way back.
Throwback Thursday. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. I mean, it's a train wreck every single week. It really is.
1,000%.
We play the songs that you request, all right? Except if it's a terrible request. I mean, that's our only real stipulation,
listen,
right?
He sees all of the Nickelback rolling.
Hits
he sees it.
Only!
He sees it.
It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Leslie, Get Low, Lil Jon, Throwback Thursday.
Fergie.
On 99.7 DJX. That just reminded me all the Fergie requests that I was getting. Maybe we'll get to this some later.
Maybe. But we'll always have the Fergie button.
Throwback Thursday.
The East Side Boys with me, and we all like to see Jiggo B.
It's so Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Hadley, on her way to school, means baby Justin Bieber. Yes.
Excellent.
You know,
oh, baby Bieber.
It was 14 years ago this week.
Oh, yes.
He graced his presence at 4th Street Live for
DJX. I was pumping breast milk in the DJX truck.
On 99.7 DJX.
Chris, shout out. It's birthday. Go, Chris. It's your birthday.
Princess Ashley says, please play my life theme song, Glamorous by Fergie.
Oh, I do love that.
Yeah.
I think this also applies to Sophia, who's on her way to school.
Fergie.
Did you know Fergie voiced...
Wait, why are you saying her name? You need to let him...
Sorry.
Say
did you know that...
Fergie.
Yes. Yes.
Once voiced Sally on the Charlie Brown commercials. Or not, just sitcoms, the cartoons.
I did not know
all
that.
Those Charlie Brown, like...
The specials?
Specials that you hear.
Get out.
When you hear Sally, Charlie Brown's sister, talk, it is...
Fergie.
Get out of here with that.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to have to look it up on YouTube.
There you go. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. There's a bunch of songs you haven't heard. Play back to back to back to back.
Stevie texts my daughter, Shiloh. She's 10, new to TBT, is dying to make a request. She is asking for Fall Out Boy. Thanks, yo.
Yeah, Elena says, continue on that rock train. Fall Out Boy or literally any other band. Elena needs some rock pumping
right
through her veins.
Okay, getting aggressive.
Throwback Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Bethany rolls in. Hey, haven't heard the Linda button in a while. Or please tell me you still have the button where Kelly says, I love wieners. I have a funny story about that because I don't have the Linda button, which
what?
Was the oh, baby, yeah.
Oh,
however,
dang it.
It was replaced by the...
I love wieners. Oh, that's great.
I mean...
Oh, fantastic.
You gotta do what you gotta do, right?
All right.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Oh, we miss Linda, though. R.I.P. Linda.
but a solid replacement.
I love wieners. Listen, you have a button of you saying.
Wieners!
There it is!
I got
you.
It, too.
Don't let me have all the wieners.
We're all wieners. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Kind of keeping this vibe. Jennifer says, hey, can you play some Mariah Carey? I have twin baby granddaughters born yesterday. Wow.
Oh, wow. That is so much fun, Grandma.
Yeah. I don't know if this is appropriate or not.
Probably not. Not at all. This is how they were made, though.
This is how they were made. 100% is how they were made. Busta, Mariah, Throwback Thursday. We're 99.7. But when we sex, we tease in a passionate way. Love the way you touch it, those little elaborate ways. Got the gun. Awesome vibes there. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Seth rolls in on Twitter. Any way I could get you to deliver some hotel room service? If you're wanting Pitbull, I will always say yes.
Mr. 305.
Mr. 305. Mr. Worldwide. Throw back Thursday. That sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff. Let me tell you what we gonna do. 2 plus 2, I'm gonna undress you. Then we gonna go 3 and 3, you gonna undress me. Then we gonna go 4 and 4, we gonna freak some more. But first, we gonna back to boyfriend and meet me at the hotel. Throwback Thursday. Bunch of songs you haven't heard played back to back to back to back.
Jackie says, totally unrelated to Thursday. I asked my husband about the Roman Empire this morning. Definitely more than once a week, he said. That he thinks about the Roman Empire more than once a week.
Wow.
What is going on in your brains, dudes?
Brittany says, all this talk of NSYNC has me and my best friend of 24 years hanging on to the hope that they will actually do a reunion concert.
Yes, we're going to will it to happen. We're willing it to happen.
Willing it. Back Thursday, 99.70 JX. Asia says, buttons pretty please. Oh,
sassy.
What to do, baby boo. Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
I got a text from Andrew. Can y'all play See You Again with Charlie Puth as the last song in honor of Jake Luxemburger? I mean, I know you've seen this story on social media. Everybody is sharing it. Beyond tragic.
Yeah. Yeah. Lost his life.
In a car accident.
Yeah. Car accident for sure. All right. Throwback Thursday. When I see you again. We've come a long way. All right, throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Do it every Thursday morning from about 8:30 to about 9 here on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, Andrew, everybody is rolling in with the crying face emojis. I know.
That's one of those tragic stories that, you know, I hate to see. I hate to hear it, and
it's just unimaginable. It's one of those things where there just are no words.
I don't know. We can't really transition very easily from that to our farts and our other content that
we typically do. On this show. Yes, I know. Yes, but you can't ignore a request like that. All right. For sure.
Throwback Thursday here every Thursday. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You can get a hold of us 1,000 different ways at Ben and Kelly Show on social media, or text the show 502-795-1997. I got a text from Chana who said, I know this has nothing to do with the show this morning, but dropping my 5-year-old off. She said, Mom, are these the people that talk about farts?
Oh, she said,
why, yes. Yes, it is.
Oh, dang it. That's how we're known?
That's how we're known by kids.
Really? And then
we get a text this morning from Katie who said, funny story, texted my husband, or so I thought, this morning for his coffee order. Now, if you missed it, earlier in the show, this happened. We got one of those wrong number text messages. It says, hey, what do you want from Starbucks, babe? And so I was like, oh, all right, I'll just reply back. Venti blonde roast and an almond croissant. And then they commented, and then they texted back, ooh, feeling frisky this morning, aren't we? Maybe I'll just put a winky face.
Winky face, that's
winky
what's
face,
good.
Yeah.
Whoever babe is going to get an interesting order today.
Well, they're going to get a venti blonde roast and an almond croissant, and then something special. Yes, so that happened this morning.
I also did try to get you to throw in an order for me and say it's for Kelly, and then they'd be all like, who's Kelly?
Yeah, so then we get a text response from who we found out is Katie. She said, although his request seemed unusual, I didn't think much of it as it was like 6:30 in the morning and my brain wasn't firing on all cylinders yet. When I got home and handed him his venti blonde roast and croissant, he looked at me like I'd lost my mind. I was so confused. I showed him his order in my text, at which time he promptly showed me I had not texted him, but in fact, Ben and Kelly Morning DJ X. His name is Brian, so I can only assume I clicked the wrong B name this morning. Ha ha ha. Literally laughed so hard. What makes it even funnier is he apparently heard you all say something about this on the radio as he was getting ready for work. He giggled to himself and he was like, yeah, that's something that would happen to us. He says, now this is his new favorite order.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you turned him on to something new. And
that
so
is funny.
I suggested to her that she needs to now name that his frisky order.
Yeah, and she did say she would have flipped had I said, hey, this one's for Kelly.
I know, right? That would have been great.
Oh, good stuff there. Yeah.
Katie and Brian, we love you guys.
Ah, love it. Love it. Totally. 99.70 JX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. This is a setting the bar story.
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, there is a line that you just can't cross when you lose something expensive, and we're about to find out what that is.
Okay.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting yourself stuck in an outhouse trying to retrieve your watch, you're doing okay.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And
oh,
when I
no.
say stuck in an outhouse, yes. No. I mean there.
No. No.
So, this lady was in an outhouse Tuesday morning, dropped her Apple Watch into the toilet, which,
oh, God,
I mean,
no. It's
that's
done.
Just a nightmare R. in and of itself.
Yeah,
right?
No, let it go.
But what comes next is insane, because she decided to try to retrieve the watch by lowering herself inside the toilet.
Oh,
now, that container was big enough for her to fit into, but then she couldn't get out.
Oh.
She yelled for help. Someone called the police. First responders showed up, found her, quote, in the muck.
No. Again, that is not a mission you embark upon by yourself. They, I mean, even Ethan Hunt in Mission Impossible has a team of people.
They used a strap to hoist her out.
Yeah, you need an exit strategy. Did she not think that through? Like, how? Okay.
Now, listen, for better or for worse, she did get the watch back.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, how much Clorox do you use on that before you put it back on your wrist?
I don't know. I don't know if there is a way that you can clean it enough.
You know,
to where I would ever like touch it, use it, hold it up to my face again.
You know how there are those like warning stickers that are like, hey, caution, you know,
yes.
Take the Pop-Tart out of the foil before you put it in the microwave.
Yes.
Type of thing.
Maybe there should be signs posted in a porta potty that says, take your phone out of your pocket before using.
Well, the police have at least started that process
by issuing
a public reminder that if you lose an item in an outhouse toilet, do not attempt to venture inside the containment area.
Right, yes. No, I think it's just, it's just dangerous.
Sure.
Because it's that disgusting. Think of the amount of germs.
Yes, of course. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting yourself stuck in an outhouse trying to retrieve your Apple Watch, you're doing okay.
Like, she probably just thought, you know what, I'm just going to reach in and get it. It's just going to be real quick. But it was deeper than she thought.
Maybe.
Anyways, that is
your setting the bar story.
And then if you're her friend, are you going in with her?
No.
If she asks you?
Absolutely.
Are you
not.
Going in with
nope,
her?
Nope. Sorry. Okay. I will call authorities to come hoist you out with a strap.
Okay.
But I will
Once
not.
Once you get stuck and can't get back out?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I can't even imagine.
All right. That's your setting the bar story. Coming up, I mean, it's our stupid fact of the day, which it doesn't stray too far from where we are now.
Oh, great. Let's keep swimming in that muck.
Okay, yeah, sure. 99.70 JX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It's time for our stupid fact of the day. This is where we take random things we find on the internet. We bring them to you as fact.
Okay, so recently we were swimming in a porta potty trying to fish out our Apple Watch. In our last story, where are we now?
Stupid fact of the day, I said wasn't going to stray too far from where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's your fact. Before toilet paper was invented, You want to take a random guess as to what was used?
I can't even. Before there were there was toilet paper? So before, when was toilet paper invented?
No clue.
Okay. Well, wouldn't be Kleenexes. Wouldn't be coffee filters.
I'll give you a hint. Corn cobs.
Stop it right now!
They'd also use periodicals like the Farmer's Almanac.
What?
Which was designed with a hole so it could be hung in outhouses.
Are you kidding me right now?
Reading material and
functional?
Useful. Yes.
You rip this. Once you read it, rip it off and use it. What?
Necessity is the mother of invention. Corn cobs, Farmer's Almanac.
And it's at this, you know how we should be viewing this? Thanking the good Lord.
Well, that,
that we live in a time where we didn't have to use corn cobs.
But if that's all you had, you're like, all right, well, let's get in there.
But the Lord knew.
Let's get in there and root.
That you and I needed to live in a time.
Oh, my
where
gosh.
Toilet paper, and not just any toilet, I'm not even going to say just any toilet paper, can't even handle the single ply, because that's practically like using...
Well, I don't want to get into the whole single ply versus double ply.
Cushy, quilted,
I mean, I get that.
100%.
It's almost, that's almost too cushy for me.
That's the life I'm living.
Like, I want to make sure that I know it's actually doing something.
I wouldn't survive a corn cob life. I wouldn't.
Okay.
The Lord knew that.
All right. So, again, that's your stupid fact of the day. Before toilet paper was invented, Americans used corn cobs.
And that is your gratitude moment for the day.
That is gratitude,
gratitude moment. Let's go ahead, go to the grocery store, go to the toilet paper aisle, and just thank it. Thank it for being invented.
Okay. All right. There you go. Don't say you never learned anything on this show.
Okay. Okay.
99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. There's been a lot covered on today's show.
Much.
Everything from the weird dating requirements that you need to our setting the bar stories to group therapy where she is asking if she's a jerk for just wanting to not participate in a family photo.
Right, which I think everybody kind of landed on the fact that, hey, you know, this is about your dad and his wife.
Yeah.
And if it would make them happy to have a picture with everyone they love in one group, then do it for them. You don't have to have a copy of it. And I think, you know, you can use the opportunity to get some pictures taken with just your dad, your side of the family. Mm-hmm. So you can have some updated family pictures. I think that you can't have enough family pictures.
And also some wrong number text messages that were fun. Throwback Thursday, little kid, drunk adult. So a lot of stuff, covered on today's show. Tonight kicks off Louder Than Life. So if you want tickets on DJX, congratulations. Have fun.
It is really, truly music festival season.
I know. Are they going to see you, Kelly?
No.
You're not going to Louder
gonna
Than
have
Life.
To sit this one out. Gonna have to
I mean, it's a rowdy
out.
Crowd, and I know how much you like rowdy crowds.
1,000%. Like, my husband's wishing he could go.
Yeah, I get it.
But we have the things and the children and the activities.
Ah, the kids are old enough, they can watch themselves.
Okay.
They can watch themselves. So, yeah, if you're going to Louder Than Life, you got a great weather on tap, too.
Oh, yeah, it's
mid-80s,
fantastic.
Sunshine today, tomorrow, Saturday, and even into Sunday. So
enjoy.
Yep, enjoy that. If you missed anything from the show, catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com. All right, that'll do it for us. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.